Matthew chapter 5 v 22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, You fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Matthew chapter 5 v 29-30. And if thy right eye offends you, pluck it out, and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. And if your right hand offend you, cut it off, and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. Matthew chapter 10, version 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 11 v 23. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works, which have been done in you, had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. Matthew chapter 16 v 18. And I also say unto you, that you are Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 23 v 15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Matthew chapter 23 version 3-3. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Mark 9 v 43, 45, 47. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And if your foot offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter halt into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Luke chapter 10 v 15. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. Luke chapter 12 v 5. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, which after he has killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I say unto you, fear him. Matthew chapter 8 version 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 18 version 8. Wherefore if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off, and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be thrown into everlasting fire. Matthew chapter 25 version 41. Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25 version 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew chapter 22 version 13. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25 v 30. And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.